PK 台，大家学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天的精短人物听力，我们又要带着大家一起绕着地球来听英语了。邀请出我们今天的嘉宾，来自苏格兰的老布爷爷。
晶晶， when you were young and you're still young, did you ever have ambitions?
Yes, I did have ambitions.
Right, any exciting ambitions?
Not very much exciting.
Well,Ask me, what was my ambition when I was young?
Being a train driver.
Well, that was one. But there was a period in the 1960s in particular when almost everybody that I know wanted to be an astronaut, wanted to go to space,
mm-hmm.
wanted to go to the moon. Because, I mean, I don't want to admit age, Jingjing, but I, you know, remember actually seeing the first moon landing.And when you saw these things happening on television, it really inspired you, and you actually wanted to do it yourself, to be part of this mission to outer space.
老布爷爷上来的时候就问我们，童年的时候有没有过一些梦想，或者是一些比较伟大的心愿？我想一个人有没有伟大的心愿，肯定是取决于他童年的时候看见了什么，有什么样的东西呢，激励了他。老布爷爷以前我们说过，他小的时候呢想当火车司机，因为他们见证了这个火车蒸汽时代的到来啊。但是现在他又说呢，他们小时候因为是见证过这个人类登月事件，所以呢很多像老布爷爷这样的一些年轻人，当年的年轻人非常向往做宇航员这样的职业。
Because, you know, when you think back, Jingjing, you know, if you go way back into the 1960s, there was Yuri Gagarin. Who was he? Yuri Gagarin.
Yuri Gagarin.
Right.
The first man.
So you know it. Say it again. Say that again in Chinese. How did you say it?
Yuri Gagarin.
Right. So everybody knows that. So what we call him Yuri Gagarin. But he was the first man in space, a Russian. Now, here's a question. Who was the second man in space?It was 美国人。
美国人 ，some shell。
No, John.
John.
Glenn.
John. Oh, 约翰格林。
Right, because see what happened was the Russians. Actually, the Russians caught everybody by surprise. So they put up a satellite was called Sputnik 1, and basically all it did was go beep beep beep, and there was little messages, you know, that.I think it was a bit from Radio Moscow, so I can't remember exactly, but basically it was making noises from outer space, and people got very surprised. Good grief, what's happened? And the Russians had set up the first, small, very, very small, just the size of a football, really. And then, of course, the Americans started, and then the Russians surprised everybody by getting Yuri Gagarin to go up into this space flight, really just a case of going up and back down. Now, then the Americans get into the act,And what was happening, instead of spaceships just going up and down, but what they were doing was getting a man to orbit round the world, then come back down. Then it got more exciting. Then, of course, we went for the moon. And the moon was a real inspiration. Now, it seems amazing now. How many years ago was that? 40, 50 years ago that man went to the moon in the late 1960s. And...At that time, do you know, Jingjing, our smartphones, the phones that we are using every day in Beijing here, this contains more computer technology than was used to get the first Americans, Neil Armstrong and his crew, up to the moon. You know?
Yes. Obviously, that's true.
Yeah.
And we're benefiting from that.
And we are benefiting every day. We are benefiting from space technology.
Mm-hmm.今天我们要带领大家呀到太空的探索去看一看，因为今天要来到我们节目当中这位嘉宾啊，真是会给大家带来非常高端的英英喜耳。先介绍一下他的身份，他是来自英国国家航天局 UK National Space Academy 教育与传播处的主任奥阿努奥吉先生。刚才的老布爷爷向我们介绍了一下，说这个 space, the moon, the planets have fascinated mankind since the beginning of time.
I'll give you another example of space changing. You switch on TV and you sit there watch CCTV and they'll show you reports from their office, say, in Washington. Live report from Washington, live report from London, wherever they are. And you see these live. You go backNot that long ago, and you couldn't do that. But it was only because, first of all, there was a satellite called Telstar. Telstar was launched in the 1960s, and that allowed live broadcasting from America to Britain. And people for the first time could see live programs, because before that, you had to make a film, put it on an aeroplane, send it across an aeroplane, you know, and so you couldn't do live broadcasts.
Mm.
But once you started putting the satellite up, you were doing it. Now there's so many satellites up there that we have instant communication. Look at our, you know, when we're doing things like the away chats, or when we're doing emails, a lot of them are going boom, boom, up into space and down. You know, and without space, we would be still not in a stone age, but we live much simpler lives than we're doing.
过去七十年，毫无疑问是人类探索太空取得巨大成就的七十年，也见证了人类探索太空的雄心勃勃，各种各样的计划啊，各种各样的把人带到太空中当中去。那今天呢，我们要聊到这方面的主题，是要通过阿努·奥吉先生。他呢是英国国家航天学院教育与传播处的主任。近期呢，他携研究团队来到了中国，和中国学生、青年学生一起面对面，介绍了英国的航天学院在太空科学研究方面取得的一些优秀的成果，并且呢，他将负责来整合中英空间科学教育的研究资源，服务两国的科技应用。
Hey, Jane, we're going to start here with space to moon. I'm going to do a little bit of old Chinese. Now tell me if I've got the right. Rutan. What does that mean? Rutan.
The park.
Of what? Rutan.
公园。
Jane, Jane. The Rutan Park is the altar of what?
Sun.
The sun, right. Yuetan is the altar of the
moon,
right. Now, in the old days, in prehistoric times, people were fascinated by the sun, by the moon, by the stars, by all these things. And they had all these altars to space, because people realized that their life was dictated by the passage of the moon, the passage of the sun. And you had all these altars. Even in Britain, places like Stonehenge, and, you know, in South America, the Aztecs and so on, all were very fascinated. And then you had all these old black and white films that were made about, you know, man going to outer space, people in space, people living in the moon. And, you know, lots of science fiction programs like Flash Gordon, and all this about astronauts and going up. And then you have people like Stanley Kubrick, who made a film, 2001, Space Odyssey, about going into deep outer space. So these, you know, space has been very important in people's lives for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. So that shows last 70 years has seen great advances in space exploration, with increasingly adventurous expeditions being planned.
That's right. Now, Anu Oja is director of the UK's National Space Academy. Right? He and some of his colleagues were in Beijing recently visiting schools, explaining the pioneer educational work of the academy. Now, the academy is not actually a fixed school, it's not like EKA, but what it is, it's basically very much an advisory body for helping the development of education using space technology, getting youngsters involved in physics and, you know, various science subjects and mathematics, and inspiring kids through space. And it's really working, it's generating a lot of interest, not only in the UK, but now here in China.
成立于2011年的这个英国国家航天学院呢，目前是全英最大的空间科学和航天研究中心。它旗下呢有一座集科研和科普教育为一体的展览馆。那么作为一个非盈利性的研究机构呢，自11年成立以来啊，这个机构已经为近20,000名英国学生和4,000名老师提供了观摩、科研和培训的机会。The Academy is now the UK's largest space education and skills development program.
Yeah, and it was set up with the dual goals of engaging young people, capturing, getting young people to be involved and with the sciences and mathematics, using inspirational context of space and facilitating pathways into space sector careers. A lot of words there, Jingjing, a lot of words.
Yes.
So the dual goals, two goals, if you're saying dual, there are two goals, engaging, getting young people involved with science and maths. See, for many young kids, they thought maths or science was dull. You know, it was hard. teachers could be, when I was at school, they could be really, really boring teachers.
Mm.
And you didn't, you know, it was difficult to learn. But trying to get people to see the importance of maths, the importance of science, using the inspiration. For example, remember, was it 3 years ago now, the Chinese lady went up into space? I can't remember the exact date, but I think it was about 3 years ago. But when the lady went up into space, she was talking with school kids. Even the school kids were involved in all this. And this was inspiring people. People were inspired to, you know, get involved with this. With the context of space, the context is, like, say, the whole range of knowledge, the books, what's it all about. Facilitating, making easier pathways, you know, in other words, making channels, making entrances into space sector careers within space technology. It could even be, for example, working with aircraft construction.
学院的一个主要任务呢，就是要通过激发青年学生对于太空探索的兴趣，来更好的学习数学、科学等学科。看来这些学科呢，在国外的一些同学们看来也是比较无聊的一些学科啊。所以呢，一定要通过一些新鲜的方式来激发他们的兴趣，并且呢，为那些有志青年啊，未来进入太空科学领域提供一些便利。那在今天的精短任务听力当中呢，我们的这个阿努先生啊，要 talks of the work of the Academy and of the exciting developments witnessed in space exploration and study.
Yeah, we are a kind of in-between space stages now because we've got the International Space Station that's up there. People are permanently up there just now. But man, and when we say man, we mean mankind. Man is looking much further now. Towards Mars. The exploration of Mars is now being seriously discussed.
今天呢，阿努先生要用非常简短和激情的语言为我们串起人类太空探索的伟大成就。一代又一代人把太空探索推至了极限 push to the limits, 才有了今天也许那些被我们都忽视了但是却让我们受益无穷的一切现代生活的便利。现在大家能够听到节目，我们可以用手机啊，在这个在互联网上自如的交流，其实都是受益于这个太空科学。丰富多彩的太空科学的应用早就已经深入了人类的生活。当然了，太空科学也需后继有人，是不是？所以呢，全世界太空探索青少年人才培养也是刻不容缓的。不过在今天，我们主要将会在 Track 1和 Track 2当中听一听啊，阿努奥吉先生怎么来给我们介绍这些人类太空探索的成就。我们首先来进入到第一段听力的预听。
Humans have looked at the night sky for as long as we've existed. If we have to pick one date for the space age to have been born, it was the 4th of October 1957 when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the world's first satellite. Sending a satellite is one thing, but really humans want to go beyond that final frontier. And so when Yuri Gagarin launched in 1961, he almost instantly became a worldwide hero. But what's really sobering, going into space, even though we've been doing it for half a century, still pushing our science and engineering to its very limits, because since 1961, the number of people who've ever been into space would fit into one Boeing 747. It's less than 570 people, and of those, 18 have died in the process because it is still amazingly challenging. There was a whole generation that were inspired by it, the children of Apollo, and it's that whole spirit of exploration that inspires. And ultimately, that's what we've tried to harness in the National Space Academy program, because we know that when we think about space science, there's actually a number of different parts to it. And my way of thinking about space science is to say there's astronomy, which is looking out there, there's exploration, which is going out there, and then finally there's the critical part, which is what we call space applications, and I call that looking back at planet Earth. What a lot of people don't realise is that there are so many applications of space science that are fundamental to our 21st century ways of life.
怎么样？今天这段高端听力听下来以后，是不是如果你不看文本的话，只有四个字感觉耳朵已疯，觉得这位先生说话的语速实在是太快了，因为他知识很丰富很渊博，同时他又非常有激情，所以呢出现了这样一段还比较难的高端听力。我们的任务就是要把这一段解决了，看他到底说了一些什么。
Right, the first sentence, humans, it's mankind, people, have looked at the night sky for as long as we have existed. You go up to places like Name and Go, for example, and you'll find beautiful, really fabulous night skies. The, you know, the air's very clear, and you lie there and look up you know, and see all the those millions of stars.
这开场第一句话大家应该能够读懂看明白。Human have looked at the night sky for as long as we have existed. 自从人类存在，我们人类呢就已经抬头仰望过夜空 night sky。 夜空是非常神奇又美丽的啊，小时候头仰天空看星星啊，总觉得这个世界的另一端有很多神奇的东西。 As long as 自从我们足够长，长到我们人类开始存在时候。
If we have to pick one day, choose one day for the space race to be born, it was 4th of October 1957. What's a space race? Basically, at that time,in the 1950s, 1960s, America and the Soviet Union were very much in competition with each other to see who could be the first, who could develop something. And the space race became a competition between the two countries, who would get the first man into space, who would get to the moon first, who would do this, who would do that. You know, so it became a space race. Today, the space race has gone. Today, we have the International Space Station where people are collaborating in space, rather than trying to be, because it became extremely expensive for every country.
If we have to pick one date, 如果我们必须要去挑选一天来做什么呢？ Space race, 这个短语是个固定搭配，它的意思是太空竞赛，太空竞赛出生的那一天， to be born, 如果我们非要挑一天啊，说明人类这个太空竞赛开始的那一天，那就应该是倒到1957年的10月4号。来考考大家的历史知识，1957年10月4号发生了什么事情呢？当然就是苏联成功的发射了人造卫星，当年啊成为了太空竞赛的开端。所谓这个太空竞赛，指的就是从1957年到1975年之间，美国和苏联呢在开发人造卫星、载人航天和人类登月等空间探索领域的竞争。所以 Space Race 就是这个概念。
When the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the world's first satellite, right, the Soviet Union, it launched Sputnik 1. This is the name that was given. The Sputnik was the Russian name for the satellite. This was the world's very first satellite up into space. Now, before that, there were rockets. I mean, there were rockets during the Second World War that were being used, but there was nothing really that went right up into space like this to launch something, a Sputnik that could go into orbit and could circle the Earth up there.
哎，这第三句话呢又涉及到关键的概念了。When the Soviet Union, 这里指的就是苏联这个单词， launched, 发射了 Sputnik 1. Sputnik 1呢是当年的那一颗叫斯普特尼克一号人造地球卫星。你看后面一个注释， The world's first satellite, 第一颗人造地球卫星。哎呀，这个东西就标志着太空竞赛的正式开端了。不过当时呢，由于涉及到一些尖端技术和国防科技，太空竞赛在一定意义上其实也是军备竞赛的一种体验。因为比起实际意义来讲，这个太空技术呢，因为它在军事上的应用潜力和鼓舞人心的巨大作用，成为了这场角逐当中的焦点。
Sending a satellite is one thing, right? Now, to launch a satellite, you can only send a satellite up so far, because it still depends on the Earth's gravity to keep it flying, around the world. It's a very fine balance of where it actually goes, but, you know, it's kept there because of the pull of the Earth's gravity. But humans want to go beyond that final frontier. The final frontier...I mean, think about it. Have you ever looked up in space on a clear night, see all these millions of stars, and you think, what's out there? And remember that some of the stars that you're seeing now don't exist. You know that, Ching Ching? Because of the speed of light, some of those stars have actually blown up millions of years ago, and the light is only coming to us now. We don't know what's out there. It's so... I mean, there's no end to space. This is the strange thing. There is no end to space.
是的，这第四句话就是说呢 ，sending a satellite 发射一颗卫星呢，is one thing 啊，这当然是一件事情了。但是人类 想要走得更远 want to go beyond, go beyond, 超出要超越走出去要超越 that final frontier, final 就是当时的那个最后的那个成就哈，那块土地，但是人类呢想在那块土地上更前进更远。其实一代又一代的太空探索正是靠着这样的一种精神，他不满现状，他还要不停地向前 push, 才有了不断的发展。
When Yuri Gagarin launched in 1961, he almost instantly became a worldwide hero. He was a hero, of course, because it was a very dangerous thing that was happening because we just did not have the technology. We didn't have the computer science that we've got today. It was a very dangerous mission, and it went successful. He lived, came back to the world, and of course became a national or international hero.
嗯，这句话呢又是一些概念了，咱们一定要熟悉人类的这个航天史啊。问 Yuri Gagarin， 这 Gagarin 就是尤里加加林，这个名字我们应该都听说过。Launched in 1961 啊，他被发射了啊，他是乘坐苏联的东方一号呢进入了地球轨道。1961年的时候，4月12号，哎，马上就到日子了。He almost instantly became worldwide hero， 他几乎是在一夜之间吧。就成为了一位世界的英雄，为什么不呢？因为他是第一位进入太空的人类呀。他在太空停留大约108分钟，成为了人类航天史上的一个里程碑。
What is really sobering is what's really sobers you up, makes you sit down and think, "Oh my gosh," is that going into space, even though we've been doing this for nearly half a century, right?The reality is, although we've been doing this for nearly half a century, we are still pushing our science and engineering to its very limits. Right? You're really pushing all the knowledge we've got to try to get to that final frontier.
就是啊，这句话就说 ,what is really, 这个叫 so...
Sobering.
Sober 是清醒的意思。
Well, basically it means the reality is, when you say something's really sobering, it means the reality.
对了，这个 sobering 意思呢，就是非常清醒的啊，非常现实的。现实的事情就是什么呢？说 going to space, 进入到太空呢，即使 even although, 啊，通常我们都会用 even though, 啊，说 even although we've been doing it for nearly half a century, 啊，就算是人类现在已经在做这些事情，做了近半个世纪了，但是我们仍然在 still pushing our science and engineering to its very limits. Push into limits. 意思就是说推至极限，人类还是在把自己的这个空间科学啊，空间技术全部的一直不停的在往前推呀。
Yeah, we could talk a lot about this, but since 1961, the number of people who have ever been into space would fit inside one Boeing 747. So in other words, a jumbo jet,The number of people inside that jumbo jet, that's equivalent to the number of people over those 55 years who have actually been into space since the first satellite went up.
这句话也相当有意思，说这个自从1961年以来 ,the number of people, 这个人类的数量，什么人的数量呢 ?who have ever been into space, 进入到太空中的人的数量，他已经他做了一个很有意思的比喻，说能够 fit inside 就是放进去填满，能够填满一个波音747的飞机。好，考考大家，一个波音747能够坐多少人？
And since Yuri Gagarin went up in that first satellite mission then in 1961, there's been less than 570 people. That's a total amount. That's less than, you know, the equivalent of a jumbo jet. And actually 18 of those have been killed in the process, so it's still pretty dangerous, it's a high ratio.
Wow, 接下来这句话就把数据呈现了给大家，说有不到570人是已经进入过太空的，人类已经进入太空了，但是其中呢有18人啊，在这个过程当中呢是不幸遇难了。18 have died in the process.就是在这个过程当中，所以你看从61年到现在2016年了500多名人类已经进入过太空了，这还是了不起的。
It is still amazingly challenging. In other words, there's a lot of, you know, it's dangerous. there's a lot of real advanced work has to be done to get people into space. You've got to be very, very careful with what you're doing. But there was a whole generation that were inspired by it. The children of Apollo. Apollo was the name of the American moon mission, Apollo 1, Apollo 2, and so on. The Apollo missions that went up there to space.
所以啊，从人类的这个太空探索的成就看来，还是一定要有竞争才能有进步啊。当年美国和苏联都分别取得了巨大成就，民众也为之自豪，但是意识形态的不同推动了这个太空竞赛继续向前。所以呢，你看，当然有人说啊，说这个苏联在轨道空间站的技术上呢是遥遥领先于美国，但是在苏联取得了重大成就以后，特别是加加林成为第一个进入太空的人类以后，这肯尼基总统和约翰逊副总统呢，就开始不乐意了。他们就要继续策划一个能够吸引公众注意力的计划，于是就有了阿波罗计划。There was a whole generation of that were inspired by it. 就是这些太空探索的事件呢，整整影响了一代人 ，inspired 就是被鼓励，整整一代人被鼓励了。尤其是 the children of Apollo， 尤其是阿波罗登月计划的这些后代们，包括 Bruce。
Yeah, so it is that whole spirit of exploration that inspires. We talk about the final frontier. You're trying to explorers go to the frontier, whether it be under the sea, the highest mountains, the deepest forests, but you're an explorer. So this sense of exploration that inspires people to go up there into space, to get up there.
主要是这种 it is that 强调了一下 whole spirit of exploration 啊，这种探索的精神啊，才是真正的 inspires， 才是真正的令人类感到鼓舞的。哎呀，总觉得我们能够好像做一些超过我们能力的事情了，总觉得我们好像能够走出地球去看一看了。这对人类的自信心来讲是一种极大的鼓舞。
And ultimately, that is what we have tried to harness.In the National Space Academy program, you're trying to harness electricity, trying to harness water power, trying to to get hold of it. You're trying to take this, the idea of exploring space, the idea of adventure, and use this within developing education in the National Space Academy.
And ultimately, 最终呢, that is what we try to. 这就是我们这个英国的国家 National.
Space Academy
Program， 我们的英国国家航天局航天学院呢，想要 harness， 这个 harness 的意思就是充分的利用。
Yeah, to use, to get a grip on, to use this, to harness the water power, to harness the wind power, to harness the sense of exploration, to get this on board, to use this to develop the education.
哎，我们就是要把这种成就，还有对人类的鼓舞。来好好的利用一下，来利用到我们的空间教育上，空间科学的教育上啊。我们学院呢，主要叫做这些事情。
Right, when we think about space science, remember space and science go together. You need science to get into space. You've got to study science. You've got to use science, chemistry, physics, mathematics, many many sciences, climatology, whole range of sciences, fuel science. You've got to use these sciences.Basically in terms of getting into space. But when we think about space science, there are actually a number of parts to it, right? We talk about the word space science, but there are different parts to it, right?
哦，当我们说到这个 space science, 空间科学的时候呢，实际上很多人都不知道，这个空间科学里面有很多不同的分支。There are actually a number of these, 就是一系列 different parts, 啊，不同的部分 to it.那有哪些呢？我们来看看有哪些 different parts.
Right, there is astronomy, which is looking out there. Astronomy, basically the study of the stars, the study of space, the study of what's, you know, out there. Astronomy has come a huge way, but astronomy is very important for man wanting to go up there, the moon and beyond. Without astronomy, you couldn't do it.
哎，对了 ，there is astronomy 啊，航天学 ，which is looking out there. looking out there 就是 looking out 哪儿？看哪儿啊？就是看外太空。Astronomy， 我们说宇航员叫 astronomer， 对不对 ？Astronomy， 对不对？这些、
啊、There is exploration, which is going out there. You think of、Neil Armstrong stepping down from the Apollo mission onto the surface of the moon. He was an explorer. He was, remember that one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. He saw it. That was very much, you know, that was exploring. To step there where no man has ever stepped before. That's exploration.
然后呢还有叫 exploration, 就是探索。探索是什么意思呢 ?Which is going out there. 就是你不仅认识到那个地方你还得去那儿。去看看到底发生了一些什么事儿，所以呢，在这个 Armstrong 大家记得吗？69年的时候呢，就成为了踏上月球表面的第一人。还记得那一天啊，他和他的那个指令舱的一个驾驶员叫 Michael Collins 和 Buzz Aldrin 是吧？
Yeah.
他的那个登月舱驾驶员一起啊，他们仨呢在月球上成功的着陆。当时全世界有大概5亿人观看了这次登月，社会舆论都认为说这个登月呢是20世纪标志性的时刻。还有他踏上月球表面那句名言也被同样铭记，就是对个人来说这是一小步，对人类来说却是巨大的飞跃。这就是 exploration.
Then there is a critical part.Which is space application. In other words, a very important part is space application. Using space, using what you've got there,really for our benefit. So looking back at planet Earth. For example, you've got satellites up there. Those satellites are looking down at the Earth and they're looking at cloud pattern. They're looking at the weather. And you can work out your weather forecast from the photographs you're seeing from spaceOf the movement of the clouds.、
Oh.
Or you can see forest fires, or you can see, for example, how, you know, lakes are disappearing. You can see all kinds of things, or how the glaciers are changing. You see, once you're up there, you're looking back at the Earth, you can do amazing work there. But also we've mentioned the internet, we've mentioned, many, many things we've got. Television going,、bouncing across. You look at when you send an email, look how quickly it goes.Right.
同样呢还有一个第三个非常重要的 critical part, 非常重要的一个部分，那就是空间应用 space application, 这个是跟咱们人类现在每日的生活息息相关的，比如 looking at planet earth, 就是回过头来看我们地球自己啊，会需要到很多的空间应用，一会儿后面我们还会说到
What people don't realize is that there are so many applications of space science that are fundamental to our 21st century ways of life. People, you, me, everybody, we don't realize that there are so many things around us that all、come from space science that are so important, fundamental, basic to our...Life today in the 21st century.
我记得奥努先生呢说这句话的时候格外激动哈、啊。他说人们都没有意识到啊 ，people don't realize that there are many applications for space science, 空间科学的很多应用现在都是 fundamental, 都是非常基础的，对我们21世纪的人类生活来说 ways of life 啊，非常多我们都没有意识到，我们只是非常。We took it for granted, 哈、
yeah,
我们都已经觉得是理所当然了、好像就是那么快速那么发展了。好，我们来看看第一段的问题，给大家提几个问题 ,questions.
Right, number one, when did the space race start?
太空竞赛什么时候开始的
?Two, what happened that day?
那一天发生了什么
?Three, who was the first man in space?
第一个进入太空的人是谁
?Four, how many people have been into space?
迄今为止有多少人类已经进入过太空了
?Five, what do people not realize?
我们人类没有意识到什么。哎，我觉得这第一段啊孩子们特别适合听，是很好的科普教育。
Humans have looked at the night sky for as long as we've existed. If we have to pick one date for the space age to have been born, it was the 4th of October 1957 when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the world's first satellite. Sending a satellite is one thing, but really humans want to go beyond that final frontier. And so when Yuri Gagarin launched in 1961, he almost instantly became a worldwide hero. But what's really sobering, going into space, even though we've been doing it for half a century, still pushing our science and engineering to its very limits, because since 1961, the number of people who've ever been into space would fit into one Boeing 747. It's less than 570 people, and of those, 18 have died in the process because it is still amazingly challenging. There was a whole generation that were inspired by it, the children of Apollo, and it's that whole spirit of exploration that inspires. And ultimately, that's what we've tried to harness in the National Space Academy program, because we know that when we think about space science, there's actually a number of different parts to it. And my way of thinking about space science is to say there's astronomy, which is looking out there, there's exploration, which is going out there, and then finally there's the critical part, which is what we call space applications, and I call that looking back at planet Earth. What a lot of people don't realise is that there are so many applications of space science that are fundamental to our 21st century ways of life.
好，以后这样的听力呢，应该进入各种的英语考试。如果这些听力过不了关，啊，那你的英语实际应用呢，实际上并没有得到任何的进步。这是第一段，大家自行抢答回答问题，相比来讲很简单啊。我们呢，一起来听听第二段 ，Track Two。
The fact that we can do climate change modeling, the fact that we can do weather forecasting, the fact that we have a global telecommunications industry, the global village has become a reality only because we have telecommunication satellites. So when you look at the way that space has permeated all of our lives, it's not just inspirational, it's absolutely critical for us to keep pushing forwards. And if we're going to do that, we need to inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers, which is what the Academy is all about.
You mentioned telecommunications, good grief, Telstar. When we first actually had the picture sent across from America, great, that was a revolution. Here we are now. We can do everything through space.
When Telstar was launched, I think it was 1962. I think even then, although people knew the capabilities, if you'd have told the people who launched Telstar that within their lifetimes they'd see hundreds of these satellites orbiting 36,000 kilometres above the equator, that we'd have the global village where we can get almost instantaneous news coverage from around the world just like this, I think even they would have been amazed, because not only have we pushed forward in our space technology, we've also pushed forward in our communications and computer applications. So what you can fit onto a satellite now is absolutely, well, it's orders of magnitude more than even a satellite 10 years ago. So all of this is improving our everyday lives in so many different ways.
好，第二段的挑战我们继续走起，说了些什么呢？
The fact that we can do climate change modelling. In other words, you sit down, you work out what's going to happen with the climate change, you're working out projections. This is partly based on space. The fact we can do weather forecast, I mentioned that, you're looking at the cloud pattern, the wind patterns, a whole lot of things, measurements from space with weather. The fact that we have a global telecommunication industry, right? So these things, climate, the weather forecasting, Global telecommunications, all part of space.
哇，看看有多少我们能够做的。The fact, 事实是，我们可以做气候改变 modeling, 建模。The fact that we can do weather forecasting, 事实是我们可以做天气预测。The fact that we have a global telecommunication industry, 啊，什么叫做 global telecommunication 呢 ?Tele.
Telecommunication.
远程的
yeah.
communication 交流。
The global village has become a reality only because we have telecommunication satellites. As I said to you earlier, you could be sitting on a Beijing metro looking at your smartphone and you're looking at photographs directly from New York. You know, you could be looking anywhere in the world, you're seeing these, you're sitting there on the metro or you're sitting on the bus and you're getting these photographs coming instantly from around the world. And how are they doing it?Because of space telecommunications.
你看这个 global village 这个概念啊，世界村的概念，现在真的能够成为一个 reality, 现实。Only because, 仅仅是因为我们已经有了 telecommunication satellites, 已经有了通讯卫星。就把这种事情、嗯、全球村这样的事情就给解决了。
When you look at the way that space has permeated all of our lives, permeated, come into, it's come right into, it's a space,Technology is affecting all of our lives. I go back again to the simplest example. We're all running around with smartphones now that are more intelligent than the computer technology that was in the first satellites that went up into space. So we are using space technology every day in our applications of life.
When you look at the way, 当你去看这些方 式，什么样的方式呢？ Space has permeated all of our lives. 空间应用啊，已经渗透到 permeated 我们生活当中的方方面面。当你去看这些生活的方方面面，被渗透的方方面面的时候，
It is not just inspirational, right? We as children were inspired. It was inspirational, wow. But it is absolutely critical, it's vitally important for us to keep pushing forward. In other words, with space, you can't just sit down and say, great, we've been up to the moon, or we've done this, done that. You're keeping advancing technology, advancing. Now again, a simple example with computer. I bought my first computer, there was no memory. My second computer I bought, 4 megabyte, 4 megabyte was the memory of my first Apple that I bought. Now you're looking at umpteen terabytes, whatever it is. You know, it's just incredible, the memory. That's just one example of advancement.
不仅仅是非常的激动人心， It's not just inspirational. 更重要的是， It is absolutely critical. 更重要的是，对于我们人类来讲，我们还要继续 keep pushing forwards， 还要继续往前推进。
If we are going to do that, we need to inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers. Without the scientists and engineers, we cannot go forward. This is why, for example, a lot of kids here, maybe they're listening to us, oh, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to go into business. Oh, I want to, you know, I want to make money. Right, you know, that's often the aspiration. But we need people to go into science and into engineering, because without the technology, we will not have the advancement that we need for tomorrow.
对了，我们还要想办法继续把我们的太空探索向前推进，那就意味着我们需要 inspire 来鼓励那些 next generation 下一代，可能对这些学问产生兴趣的一些年轻的 scientists, engineers,这些科学家，这些工程师，要让下一代一代又一代的人啊接上来。
This is what the academy is all about. The academy there is to inspire people to get into science, into engineering, into space technology, because these are the people we need for the future, not just of our country, but of our world.
这就是我们 Academy, 我们英国国家航天学院的主要工作。我们就是要做一些青少年的空间探索教育，让更多的年轻人啊能够接上这个国家的班，能够接上世界的班。
Telecommunications, right? Now, we had communication, for example, it used to be for America to Europe, for example, you had undersea cables that allowed telephone calls to come from America to Britain. But telecommunications meant now you were going into space. Telstar, the satellite that was sitting up there between America and Europe, allowing...photographs, allowing pictures sent across from America. That was a revolution. That, we call that a revolution in technology.
Telecommunication, 远程通信, Telstar, 通信卫星。当我们能够把图片 send across from, 啊，从那个美国给发过来的时候，啊，这就是一种 revolution。这就是一种革命，一种革新。
Yeah. Now we do everything through space.
现在我们人类当中，生活当中，做一切事情都得通过这个太空啊。
Yeah. So we're doing everything through space. We communicate through space. You know, we've got so many ways of using space technology, of the satellites that are up there. And when Telstar was launched in 1962.
当1962年哈，这个发射了这一颗 Telstar 通信卫星以后呢，
Even then, if you had told the people who launched, the engineers who sent up Telstar in 1962, who launched that satellite, that within their lifetimes, they would see hundreds of these satellites orbiting 36,000 kilometers above the equator. A satellite that orbits, this is very important, a satellite orbiting, you want some satellites, you want the satellite to sit still in an orbit. You want it positioned exactly, like say, between America and Europe, because then you've got a fixed position of sending the message up there, the television picture up, boom, and back down. If it's going round the world, you lose that contact. ButOn the other hand, you want some satellites to be going round. So some satellites sit in the same position, some go round. Right? It's all different things. But now, you've got hundreds, maybe thousands of satellites that are up there, above the equator, taking the information, sending it back down. And if you see the photographs now that you can get from outer space, they are incredible.
就是告诉那些把这个 Telstar 送上天的人们，在他们的一生当中，他们可能见证了数以百计的这样的一些通信卫星、啊、已经绕着地球的赤道呢 orbiting 36,000公里了。
That we can have the global village. Yeah, we are talking this again. The global village, it basically means the world. The global village where we could have almost instantaneous news coverage from around the world. You look at when any event, any big event happens in Europe or America, anywhere in the world. Instantly, this is being beamed into our houses. No matter where you are, you're seeing this right away, live news coverage, and it's very, very clear. You're not seeing a fuzzy image or disturbed image, but you're seeing very clear images bounce into your houses because it's coming through space technology.
That we would have the global village where we could get almost instantaneous news coverage from around the world. 就是因为有了这些那么多的卫星，我们的这个 Global Village 世界地球村呢，已经完全的成型了，而且我们可以完全的获得 instantaneous 一瞬间的、一秒钟的 news coverage 新闻，从全世界各地而来。
Yeah, now, I know you're saying, even they, this is the engineers who sent up Telstar 1962, even they would have been amazed.Because not only have we pushed forward in space technology,
哎，这就是那些啊，把这个发射这个 Telstar 的这些科学家们哈，他们都会被震惊，都会被惊讶，因为我们不仅仅是把我们的 space 空间技术呢继续的往前 push forward， 继续推进了，我们还做了什么事呢 ？We also
push forward.In our communications and computer applications. Grief. How many people, we talk about apps, how many people have umpteen apps on their smartphones? Jing Jing, you've got a lot, yeah.
50.
How many? 50. I've hardly any, I'm not really into it. But people have these applications that have come through this technology that is all tied in with space. You look at things like iCloud, you know, sending, you know, talk about this, I've got it right.
I've got my iCloud account.
You've got an iCloud. I mean, sending things up into space, well, so we think anyway, that your photographs are sitting somewhere up in space and then you can access them. I mean, this is all about up in the clouds.
是啊，我们不仅仅是哈，把我们的一些太空技术呢向前推进了，我们还推进了我们的，你看 communication.人类的交流和 computer applications 和那些电脑的应用，你看大家现在看看自己的手机啊，装了多少个应用啊，刷刷刷翻三页吧，得三四页吧，是不是？还有现在的 iCloud， 你可以把你的东西放在云上边，哎呀，这些都不得了啊。
What you can fit onto a satellite now, what you can put onto a satellite today.It's orders of magnitude more. It's so many orders of magnitude, right? This means it's so many times bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, you're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's orders of magnitude, so much greater than even a satellite 10 years ago. So in only 10 years. Now, I'll give you again a perfect example of that. When did you buy your first smartphone?It's not that long ago, Jing Jing.
2003?
Was it a smartphone?
Yeah.
Oh, when did the first iPhone come in? I remember people queuing up for the iPhone 4 up at Stanley Toon. Now, you think of when the iPhone came in, and then suddenly, we're now looking. I mean, you can walk around with your iPhone and listen to Lal Bo and Jing Jing on WeChat. You know, our programs can be put onto our iPhones. You can sit in the metro and listen to Bruce in Beijing or Jing Jing's Going for Gold.
Yes.
And that has come in. Now, when we started the radio station, Jing Jing, remember when we started Radio 774 way back in 2004? We had radio. People had to listen on radio. Now you can listen on your smartphone, your computer, oh, you'd name it. That is advancement in just over 10 years.
这句话就是说呢 we can fit onto a satellite now. 我们现在能够放进卫星里的东西呢 is orders of magnitude more than even a satellite 10 years ago. 就是我们有更多的、更大量的一些指令、 可以放进这个卫星了，比十年前的一个卫星那放的东西是多多了，就是现在很多很多的指令都可以让这个卫星来替我们完成。
All of this is improving our everyday lives in so many ways. As I said, you could be on the metro and you could listen to Jing Jing in the metro. Think how that's improved your life, folks.
所以现在我们在做这些生活当中的一些日常事物的时候，我们已经习以为常的时候，应该抬头去感谢一下头顶上的那些卫星，是它在替我们传递着信息，替我们完成着这些交流的任务。All of this improving our everyday life. It's so many.Different ways.
We could talk for hours about how computer technology, science technology, space technology has improved our lives in many, many, many ways. You think in the old days, even with your telephone, you had to actually go and phone the operator, or you had to go to the post office to make a telephone call. Now you could be sitting on the Beijing bus or the Beijing metro, and you could be phoning your brother in New York or somewhere.
好，我们把第二段呢给大家提几个问题 ，questions for track two.
Right, what are some of the things we can do today, thanks to space research?
因为有了空间研究，有哪些事情现在我们是可以完成了
？Number two, what is absolutely critical?
非常重要的一个事情是什么呢
？Three, who needs to be inspired?
谁需要被鼓舞、被激励
？Four, what was the first telecommunication satellite?
哎，第一个远程通信的卫星叫什么？
Five, what can a global village receive through space satellites?
现在我们的地球村能够通过我们的空间卫星接收到什么
？The fact that we can do climate change modeling, the fact that we can do weather forecasting, the fact that we have a global telecommunications industry, the global village has become a reality only because we have telecommunications satellites. So when you look at the way that space has permeated all of our lives, it's not just inspirational, it's absolutely critical for us to keep pushing forwards. And if we're going to do that, we need to inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers, which is what the Academy is all about.
You mentioned telecommunications, good grief, Telstar. But we first actually had the picture sent across from America.That's a revolution. Here we are now. We can do everything through space.
When Telstar was launched, I think it was 1962. I think even then, although people knew the capabilities, if you'd have told the people who launched Telstar that within their lifetimes they'd see hundreds of these satellites orbiting 36,000 kilometres above the equator, that we'd have the global village where we can get almost instantaneous news coverage from around the world just like this, I think even they would have been amazed because not only have we pushed forward in our space technology, we've also pushed forward in our communications and computer applications. So what you can fit onto a satellite now is absolutely, well, it's orders of magnitude more than even a satellite 10 years ago. So all of this is improving our everyday lives in so many different ways.
好，第二段呢听力我们也完成了，所以呢答案大家就自行去寻找。这段听力非常高端的英音听力啊，相信大家现在耳朵已经被洗了个遍了，下来以后呢还可以好好的去听一下。安鲁先生呢来这次来到中国啊，还要执行一个重要的任务，就是中英双方的未来在十年在空间科学教育领域都有一些合作构想，比如说要和中国的一些学校啊做一些大师班啊等等等等，激发同学进行空间探索的兴趣，未来呢也会把更多有关空间教育科学的资源引进中国，会有更多的学生走进航天实验室观摩学习。那今年夏天呢还有一些学生会到英国参观，当然不仅仅是参观啊，进行一些基础的科学研究，他们将会提供一切的便利。当然了，他们还认为不否认科学是一种贵族运动，但是他们会想办法让更多的孩子都能够进入到科学的世界当中来。不光是那些对科技感兴趣的小朋友，还对那些科技不太感兴趣的小朋友，也希望给他们更多的空间科学体验和知识。毕竟呢，科学教育在人才培养体系中扮演着重要的角色嘛。所以安努先生在这次来中国可真算是意义重大，任务重大呀。好，这就是我们今天的精短人物听力，大家觉得怎么样？
Okay, so I hope that's inspired a lot of people, Jingjing, to realize that, you know, science is important, space is important, we get a lot from space, don't take it for granted, but when you there playing with your smartphone or using your smartphone, remember that a lot of that has come through the development of space technology, and, you know, if it inspires people to be the first man on Mars or Jupiter, or Pluto or Saturn, or where else should we go, Jing Jing? Beyond the great frontier.
感谢大家收听今天的金短人物听力，下次见，拜拜，
拜拜。